Hopgonas. Arsenal had a big win against Wolverhampton Wanderers, putting us back on top of the Premier League. It's a relief after some tough games, but we know there's still a lot of work ahead, especially with tough competition from Liverpool and Manchester City. Our defence looked strong, but we're still worried about the left side. Luckily, Jurrien Timber, coming back from injury, could really help us out and give our coach Mikel Arteta more options. On the women's side, they had a great 3-0 win over Leicester City. Beth Mead and Frieda Manon played amazingly, especially after Frieda's health scare. Making it into the Women's Champions League is a big deal. These wins give us hope, whether it's the men's team going for the Premier League title or the women's team aiming high in Europe. We're proud to see our club competing at the top level. Arsenal's Jurrien Timber made a stunning comeback by scoring a fantastic goal only 8 minutes into a match against Blackburn Rovers under-21s. After being sidelined by injury for months, Timber showed his skills and versatility, impressing fans, including me. His return has sparked excitement among Arsenal supporters who are eager to see him strengthen the team's defence in future games. With Timber back in action, Arsenal's prospects are looking brighter. It looks like we're getting ready for a busy summer transfer window. Reports say we're planning to break our transfer record again, showing we're serious about building a very strong team. Under Mikel Arteta and sporting director Edu Gaspar, Arsenal has been carefully building our squad for years now. Despite some recent setbacks, like losing in the Champions League and to Aston Villa, Arsenal is still focused on our long-term goals. With money from the Champions League and possible player sales, our transfer budget is expected to go up. This, along with our determination to improve the team, suggests we'll be active in the transfer market. One of our main targets is Victor Gyökeres from Sporting CP. With the summer transfer window coming up, all eyes will be on Arsenal to see how we improve our team. Our ambition and money make for an exciting transfer season ahead. Arsenal goalkeeper David Raya is getting recognition for his solid performance so far this season. Despite doubts at first, Raya has been consistent and reliable in goal. With Arsenal having the best defensive record in the league, Raya's contribution is clear. In tonight's Premier League clash between Arsenal and Chelsea, we have a chance to extend our lead at the top of the table. Now, facing Chelsea, we know there will be tough competition as they strive for a European qualification spot under manager Mauricio Pochettino. Key players to watch out for include our own Gabriel Martinelli and Chelsea's Cole Palmer, though Palmer's availability is uncertain due to illness. The match kicks off at 8 p.m. WAT at the Emirates Stadium, and we can catch the action on DSTV, DSTV Stream, GoTV or GoTV Stream for those we savvy. Predictions are leaning in our favour, with many expecting us to secure a 2-0 victory. However, Chelsea will be eager to challenge and upset the odds. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!